JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Coming up, NEPA to host a series of community meetings across the island. And later, Selvin Russell from Woodside in St. Mary shares one of his glimpses of Jamaica. You're listening to Roundabout JA. Stay tuned. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will be visiting protected areas and forest reserves across the island from December 15 to 19. During these visits, they will be meeting with organized groups of the various communities and protected areas, including registered groups under the Social Development Commission, benevolent societies, non-government organizations, churches, business owners, councillors and area leaders, as well as the police. Coordinator of the National Protected Area System Project, NEPA, Ngozi Christian, says the aim of these meetings is to implement aspects of the agency's public awareness strategy to sensitize groups to the trust fund, training and other activities associated with the National Protected Area System Project, and to get the word out about the project and its achievements.
The goal of the project is to safeguard Jamaica's globally significant biodiversity. As you know, we are rich with a lot of things, whether it's mangroves, coral reefs, trees, birds. We're rich with all sorts of endemic species as well. And so this project wants to safeguard those things so that the generation that follows will be able to appreciate them.
The NEPA team will be at three bays, Galleon Harbour and Salt Harbour Special Fisheries Conservation Areas, as well as the Spanish Town Heritage District on December 15. On December 16, they'll visit Bluefields Bay and Galleon Harbour Special Fisheries Conservation Areas. December 17, they'll be at Orange Bay Special Fishery Conservation Area and Falmouth Heritage District. On December 18, Discovery Bay Special Fisheries Conservation Area and Civil Heritage Park. Then on the 19th in Titchfield Hill and Rio Nuevo.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered, or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica to have a healthy natural environment. This means there will be sustainable management and use of environment and natural resources, hazard risk reduction and adaptation to climate change, and sustainable urban and rural development. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And now, a glimpse of Jamaica.
Well, as young boys, we didn't have the privilege of having computers and all that. So our little amusement is to make our kites, gigs, and we have our little push carts. Some of them just one wheel, and we put a little tray like a basket, and we could assist people to get their little products out. We could assist people who have luggages to take from the shop to their homes, and we get a little penny in those days, or sixpence. And our pastime was like gathered up in the village square, and we tell Anansi stories, and big boy stories. Not all of them can be aired, but you know, keep us, you know, amused and things.
Remember, you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number, or you can give us a call at 926-359024. Well, that's it for today's program. Join us again on this station for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.